Thursday night. It's one of our favourite times of the week when our fantasy football expert joins us. His name is Josh Jenkins. JJ, yeah, another big week for you, mate.
Yes, I'm glad. I think I've earned that expert title back, haven't I, Bix?
Well, 2,200 over again. That's a very good performance.
Yeah, it's season high, I believe. So it's thanks largely to a former Crow, of course.
Did you have him as the skipper?
I certainly did.
Oh, boy.
Punched out a 372 points. Enough of a score for four players. So very handsome scoring from Dangerfield. And Max Gawn, not to be outdone, he's got 146. So those two guys punched out a quarter of my score alone.
So you must have had a buckawheel team from then on, JJ.
Yeah, well, I got a few youngsters still in there earning me a bit of cash, so... If Danger's going to put up 180 odd or whatever it was every week, then I can afford to do so.
Well, just we can pump your tyres up. You cracked the ton again 2 weeks in a row.
You're kidding?
Yeah. Just so you know. Don't make out that you don't know. Of course you knew. You actually texted me to ask you about that. But let's move on. The
no,
buys
don't
here.
Expose him. That's terrible.
Well, I'm just telling
JJ
you.
JJ wouldn't do
that's
that.
That's how it happens. I get a text every Thursday. Ask me about how many points I scored. So I did. And then he left me hanging. Josh, the buys here. We've been talking about it for a number of weeks. How are you positioned?
Look, there's two schools of thought here. I've had a bit of a think about this. I've been on the plane home from Victoria for our bye week, and you've got to be either all in or all out. So 3 weeks, we've got six sides per week on the bye. So you're either all in and you continue to trade and you actually look at your opposition, who you're going to play that week, and you try and trade specifically so that you get the win. So that's your all in scenario.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can do what I'm doing, which is risky.
Yeah.
And you can be all out. So you can concede that likely you're going to lose all three, but you may pinch one along the line, but you're going to save six trades. So don't make any trade. Just concede. Just play with what you've got. And then down the stretch, when everyone starts to run out of trades, because that's what happens, people get itchy trigger fingers, you'll have plenty of trades up your sleeve and you can go bang down the stretch.
See, I like that one. I'd be with that. So you reckon the key here is keep some trades in the back pocket.
I reckon that's the key because a lot of people have been going two trades a week, every week, and they could well and truly be short on, and there's still a long time to go in the season. So if you're like me, keep the trades, but it's probably going to come at the cost of three losses across the next 3 weeks.
Mm, trap for young players, isn't it, to just keep trading? Where are you positioned on your ladder in your league, by the way? I guess if you're in the top half, you can afford to do that, but those people that are perhaps in the bottom half of their league, they might need
win
now.
That also factors in, Dick. That's a great suggestion from you. I, as was well noted by you guys, I was had a slow start to the season, so I probably need to continue to try and clock up the win, but I'm going to back in my all-out theory and just save the trades and go bang and come with a big run.
Mm.
Do I keep Bryce Gibbs? We got a text.
Quality player. Sorry, the buy. I'm not sure Collingwood when Carlton's buy is. Sorry, but take that into consideration.
Next week,
but he's a quality mid. You're only gonna if you were going to trade him, you're only going to trade sideways. You're only going to replace him with a player of similar price and average. So probably a trade that you could save and bank on the fact that he's been really good the last 2 months. So one quiet week's probably not enough to throw him out.
And another text, what about Stevie Motlop from Geelong?
Yeah, he's up and down. He's a mercurial player just on the football field itself, but in fantasy land, he's a little bit up and down. Probably someone like a... Hopefully he's not listening, but our favourite fill-in T-shirt, Tommy Lynch, he's a little bit more consistent of a scorer. He's a 90, 93, 95-er most weeks, so he might be a bit better way to go there.
Mm. And, of course, some people have been burnt with their big fellas. Nick Natanui out for an extended period, along with Big Tippo as well.
Yes, Kurt Tippett and Natanui both out for about 2 months. So that's basically you've clearly got no option but to trade those guys out. And many people would have been looking at Scott Lysette as a replacement. Going to get huge opportunity as the first ruckman, but he's out too for disciplinary reasons. So hold tight on that one because you'd think he'll come back into the side next week. Maybe Jonathan Giles, well-travelled ruckman who's now at the Eagles, he's probably going to be the have to carry the load this week. He might be able to slide him in for Nick Nat or Tippett and get a similar score.
Any other cheap ruckman around the place? Sam Naismith from Sydney is pretty cheap. He's $125,000. Any consideration?
Yeah, he's been around the market. Another one from Essendon who's going to have his work cut out to get a game, but I'm not sure whether Mark Jomar will continue to play the rest of the year. He's Sam Michael, who was formerly at Brisbane Lions. Mm. He's only about $125,000, so he's dirt cheap. And he has been an emergency on and off for the last month. So if he gets a run, you can plug him in and get some points out of him, get some important cash.
Well, I can tell you that Sean McKernan's come in this week, so Michael is not in this week.
Oh, there you go. Mm. That was good work. That'll work out well.
JJ, before we let you go, the NBA Finals, tomorrow game 6, Golden State 3, Cleveland 2, but no Bogut. How sad's that for me? He may even miss the bloody Olympics.
Yeah, that's obviously from an Australian perspective. That's so disappointing if that's the case, because we look primed for our best chance at a medal. Probably not going to be the gold medal, but we've got a really good side, and he was going to anchor our defense and own the paint for us. So, disappointing. He'll still get, I'd assume, assuming that Golden State win, he will still receive a ring. It's not like the AFL where you have to play on the one day in September to get your medallion. He'll still get his second ring if they had a win. But, in the Olympic front, it's really disappointing to see him probably in jeopardy. And I think he's 8 to 10 weeks. So that's, at best, he's going to miss most of the preparation.
We had a favourite sporting quote. You just wheeled one out. You get the $100 voucher, thanks to Serafino. Anchor the defence and own the paint. I have no clue what he just said then.
Good
JJ wins. Yeah, good
man. Hey, we spoke with Caroline Wilson today, and I just caught up with her off air. She's got a sore neck because she's been looking over her shoulder. Your ESPN column. Oof. Boy, is that doing some big business. You found yourself on the back page again this week.
Yes, I sort of joked that in the bye week. But anyway, look, it's something I felt strongly enough to write about. I knew it was going to create a little bit of a stir, but I, and that's why part of the reason I come in and talk to you is I'm a massive American sports fan, and the access that fans, and that's what it's about, the fans get access to the players through the media. That's just, they do it so much better, I feel, than we do. Now, not every player will feel like, man, want to do it. Some guys don't want to do any, but I just think there's an opportunity for clubs to just put their players out there a little bit more.
Josh, we love having you on, and I know the Adelaide fans, we get a lot of positive feedback from them getting to know you a bit better, the stuff you're doing here. So thanks again.
No worries, guys. I look forward to it again next week.
Put the invoice in the mail. Josh Jenkins there, our AFL fantasy expert.
Well, in actual fantastic fact, I said to management we should double what we pay Josh, and they said
zero.
You bet, we can do that.
Oh, he's a ripper.